It is February 17th, 2022, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. Learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at education.johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Breaking, just as we were about to push the publish button, CME announces senior management changes. Sunil Kutino has been appointed Chief Information Officer, replacing Kevin Kometer, who is retiring at mid-year. Julie Holzrichter, Chief Operating Officer, will assume an expanded role to oversee both global operations and CME clearing. Suzanne Sprague has been promoted to the management team as a Senior Managing Director, Global Head of Clearing and Post-Trade Services, reporting to Holzrichter. Sean Tully will continue to lead the company's interest rate business, its largest asset class by revenue, as Senior Managing Director, Global Head of Rates and OTC Products. He will also continue to oversee CME Group's cash and OTC businesses. Tim McCourt has been promoted to the management team as Senior Managing Director, Global Head of Equity and FX Products, and will be responsible for overseeing equity, foreign exchange, cryptocurrency, and alternative investment products. CFO John Pietrowicz has announced his plans to retire in 2023. Lynn Fitzpatrick has been promoted to the management team as Deputy Chief Financial Officer and will succeed Pietrowicz upon his retirement. Risk Magazine has named the OCC as Clearinghouse of the Year for 2022. This was what Craig Donohue, OCC Executive Chairman, had to say about the award. This award highlights the importance of OCC's role in providing resiliency, stability, and integrity to financial markets and the broader economy. We are proud of this recognition and will continue to strive for excellence while fulfilling our commitment to delivering world-class clearing, settlement, and risk management services to our participant exchanges, clearing member firms, and market participants, and to serve as the foundation for secure markets. The Nodal Exchange hit a new volume record on Tuesday, topping 185,000 contracts. Murray Posmanter, DTC Managing Director and Head of Clearing Agency Services and Global Operations, has a commentary titled, "Applauding the SEC's Proposal to Accelerate the Settlement Cycle to T+1. Sean Downey has been promoted to Managing Director, Clearing Chief Compliance Officer, and Head of Policy at the CME Group. Previously, Downey was Executive Director, Clearing Risk and Capital Policy. Jin Moon has been named Head of Product for Order and Execution Management Solutions at London Stock Exchange Group. Moon spent 15 years at the CME and 5 at Fidessa previously. Former CFTC Chairman J. Christopher Giancarlo appeared on Yahoo Finance Presents video with senior reporter David Hollerith to talk about spot market regulation and the CFTC's role in cryptocurrency. The video for the 40th Annual Options Industry Conference is out. You can watch it on the conference website. There's a link in today's newsletter. Registration for the conference is open. Thank you to Trading Technologies for matching the latest gifts to the JLN MarketsWiki Education GoFundMe campaign. The campaign is up to $56,206 of the $300,000 goal we set up to support our efforts to preserve industry history with our various video series. Thank you, TT, for your continued generosity, and to our recent donors, Aaron Walters, Diane Saucier, Michael Walsh, and Sean Smith, whose gifts TT matched. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. From Yahoo News, the headline, in a warning to U.S., COVID rates soar after Denmark lifts all restrictions. At the beginning of February, Denmark became the first major country to lift the last of its COVID-19 restrictions and effectively declare its part in the pandemic over. Around the world, and especially in the United States, Denmark's liberation from indoor mask mandates, vaccine passports, and nightclub closures was heralded as a watershed moment, the shape of things to come. Democratic governors across the U.S. started rescinding their own mask rules a few days later. my comment. Here's a quote from the story. Quote, since then, however, Denmark has continued to record more COVID-19 cases per capita than nearly anywhere else in the world, and both COVID hospitalizations and deaths have shot up by a third. Unquote. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Bitcoin critic Charlie Munger says crypto should be banned. Buffett's partner speaks out at Daily Journal's annual meeting. He sees more opportunity investing in Chinese companies. Charlie Munger, Warren Buffett's longtime business partner, called out the wretched excess in both venture capital and Bitcoin and said that cryptocurrencies should be banned. I wish it had been banned immediately, and I admire the Chinese for banning it, Munger said Wednesday at the Daily Journal Corp's annual meeting, which was held virtually. I certainly didn't invest in crypto. I'm proud of the fact that I've avoided it. It's like a venereal disease or something. I just regard it as beneath contempt. My comment, when you are old and rich, you can really tell people what you think. It is a wonderful thing. Here's another story from the Wall Street Journal, again about Charlie Munger. Charlie Munger expects index funds to change the world, and not in a good way. Warren Buffett's business partner says passive funds like those run by BlackRock wield too much power. Charlie Munger doesn't think Larry Fink should be running the world. Mr. Munger, the billionaire vice chairman of Berkshire Hathaway, Inc., and Warren Buffett's business partner, said the rise of index funds like those run by Mr. Fink's BlackRock, Inc. has resulted in an enormous transfer of power to sway corporate decision-making. The shift will change the world, he said, and not for the better. My comment, we should give all the power to vote for everything to a select elite. Yeah, that would be great. Here's another story, this one from The Hill. El Salvador leader tells boomer U.S. senators to stand down over Bitcoin adoption. El Salvador's president rebuked several U.S. senators on Wednesday for introducing legislation targeting the Latin American country's adoption of Bitcoin as legal currency, referring to the lawmakers as boomers. Okay, boomers, you have zero jurisdiction on a sovereign and independent nation, El Salvador President Nayib Bukele, 40, tweeted. We are not your colony, your backyard, or your front yard. Stay out of our internal affairs. Don't try to control something you can't control. My comment, as a baby boomer, I take offense at this slight. In the old days, we would just say something like this. I would like to introduce you to my little friend, the U.S. Navy. Here's another story from The Hill. Nearly 24 million Americans still waiting for IRS to process 2020 tax returns. As Americans getting started on their tax returns for the 2021 tax season, the Internal Revenue Service is grappling with a backlog of millions of tax returns from the last tax season. The Washington Post reported nearly 24 American individual and business tax returns that require at least one action by an IRS employee have yet to be processed as of January 28th, according to taxpayer advocate data obtained by the Post. My comment, I'm still waiting for mine. No word, no letters, no updates, nothing. And finally, here's a story from Risk.net. Innovation and Technology, International Swaps and Derivatives Association, Risk Awards 2022. ISDA takes a fintech turn with quant analysis tool PerRun, leveraging data standards legacy. International Swaps and Derivatives Association, ISDA, standardized approaches capturing variability in capital calculations, a problem that has vexed regulators and banks alike, has been resolved by a natty piece of kit from an unlikely candidate. The kit in question, a quantitative engine named PerRun, is among the latest tech innovations to spin out of the International Swaps and Derivatives Association, once a traditional trade body that these days looks increasingly like a fintech. My comment, winning for a natty piece of kit from an unlikely candidate is ISDA. Here are the top three stories from Wednesday's JLN. It is a mystery to me why our number one story from yesterday is number one. But numbers don't lie. FINRA's monthly disciplinary actions, February 2022, led the pack. Second was Bloomberg's. NYSE wants to be marketplace for NFTs, just like with stocks. I can't even. Our third most read story was yesterday's Wall Street Journal story. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. From the FT, Lee Olesky to step down as Tradeweb chief, co-founder of $20 billion bond trading platform, says new leader is needed for next cycle. Lee Olesky is to step down as chief executive of Tradeweb Markets after more than a decade leading the bond trading venue he co-founded that went from a startup to a $20 billion giant of fixed income markets. The U.S. group said on Wednesday that Olesky, who launched Tradeweb in 1996, would move aside as chief executive at the end of the year. He will also replace Martin Brand, a partner at private equity group Blackstone, as chair immediately. Billy Hult, president of Tradeweb and a close associate of Olesky, will replace him as chief. From the FT, global financial watchdog calls for urgent action to contain crypto risks. Financial Stability Board warns of threat of digital asset crisis spilling into financial system. The risk cryptocurrencies pose to global financial stability could escalate rapidly, top policymakers warned on Wednesday as they called for urgent action to ensure a crisis in the digital asset market could be contained. The Financial Stability Board, which makes recommendations to the G20 nations on financial rules, said on Wednesday that policymakers must act quickly in crafting rules covering the digital asset market, given the tightening link with the traditional financial system. Here's a story from the FT as well. Hong Kong breaks Singapore's grip on China's stock futures. Battle between rival exchanges for control comes as demand booms for Chinese equities. Hong Kong Stock Exchange has seized market share from its Singapore rival in China's stock futures, opening a winner-takes-all battle for control of how global investors hedge Chinese equities. The fight to become the dominant pool of liquidity for so-called A-share futures not only pits Hong Kong's share market against Singapore, but also BlackRock against Chinese fund companies and the index provider FTSE Russell against MSCI, with implications for their global competitiveness. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.